All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I am John Oringer. I'm the Shutterstock founder and CEO, and we're here at the Made in New York event, and we're looking for more tech hires and more product people to add to our organization.
Okay, now that surprises me. You're looking for tech hires. I thought you would be here to get people to know more about Shutterstock and why they should move their company to New York.
Well, actually, we are. We're looking in general, but there are lots of product people here, and we learned that last year when we were here. And since there are so many startups here, there's lots of amazing people building kind of cutting-edge product stuff, and we look for those types of people.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. What is Shutterstock, and what's your relationship? How did you found the company?
Yeah, I did. I was the founder. Shutterstock is a crowdsourced marketplace for imagery. We have a two-sided marketplace. Anyone can contribute images, and we sell them to designers and agencies all over the world.
And what makes it different from, like, say, Getty Images?
Shutterstock is a subscription marketplace, but you can also actually buy image packs also. We started a subscription, and we're kind of a high-volume, data-driven tech company. We do sell images, but at the core of the company is technology and data. And that's how, you know, a lot of the other companies in this space are traditionally media companies, where they kind of look at an image and elevate that one image. We have a marketplace where all the images cost exactly the same once you've purchased your subscription.
And who are the photographers?
Photographers come from all over the world. We have 40,000 of them. They come from 100 different countries, actually, all over the world. I was Shutterstock's first photographer, actually.
So why New York?
I'm from New York, grew up in New York, went to school in New York, and actually I wouldn't go back and change it. I love having company in New York, and while there's less focus right now on New York tech than a lot of other places in the country, it's still a great place to find talent and to kind of create the culture that we want.
Why do you think there is less of a focus on New York than other places?
It's hard to tell, but for some reason, there's been this momentum to kind of start companies out in the Valley, or start companies and move them right away out to the Valley. And I think it comes from kind of maybe the venture capital and businesses out there that are partnering with a lot of these startups. I didn't take venture capital from the beginning, so actually I wasn't guided by that at all.
Do you think that venture capital and the amount of money, sheer money that's out in the Valley for startups, has changed what kind of companies can and want to start up in New York?
Yeah, and actually I think companies that are starting need to think a little bit more about whether they actually need to do the venture round. I found it very helpful not to do the venture round. Instead, I started with very little money, a few thousand dollars, and I did every job myself. So I was the first photographer, I was the first customer service rep, I was the first online marketing person at Shutterstock. I got to learn kind of every function before I started to hire people into them. And I don't think that the only way to scale is to load up with cash at the beginning.
So when you found out about this event, how did you get roped in?
Well, we've kind of been working with New York and working with the mayor's office and Made in New York. And we come to South by Southwest for many years now. But once we started to learn that the mayor and New York City wanted to kind of put more of a focus on tech, I mean, we couldn't have been more excited, because we think about this all the time, and we're part of the New York technology ecosystem, and we wanted to continue to survive and continue to get stronger over time.
So if you met a fellow entrepreneur and they said, you know, I'm not sure whether New York is the right place for my company, what do you think is the criteria that they need to ask themselves?
I mean, New York is expensive in a lot of different ways, but no matter what I would tell the person is to try to go as long as possible without taking any funding, because you're forced to do things like count every dollar coming in and be very careful about how you're going to monetize in the future. I was forced to monetize the platform from day one, and I'm glad, because if I wasn't, you know, maybe I would have waited a couple of years before I tried to figure out exactly how it scales into a monetizable platform.
So you're saying that the pressure that New York put on you was actually good for your business, because it is like the, you know, I hate to say it, but if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere kind of thing?
Exactly. It was expensive, and I had to do that, kind of keep track of every little bit of money spent. I think that did help me in the long run.
So let's go back to this thing that you're hiring people. I mean, Jobs Report just came out on Friday. Yes, the unemployment levels decreased very, very slightly. But really the theme that I'm hearing at this year's South by Southwest is developers, 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 to quote Steve Ballmer and his craziness on stage a couple years ago. What's going on here? There is a lack of talent, right?
There is a lack of talent. There's a lack of talent in technology, and we need to be encouraging kids in school to learn how to code. We need to encourage computer science as a major. We need to encourage entrepreneurism. We have to, continue to kind of crush borders and allow kind of talent to go in between countries a little bit easier, so that we can continue to innovate as quickly as we need to.
How do you spot talent in this room? How do you know, how do you zero in and grab them and then convince them to come and work for you? And what do they need, what are their skills that they need to have?
We hire people with entrepreneurial instincts. So we ask a lot of questions, and this is the top of the funnel. We'll kind of look for some first indications of interest and talent, but when they actually come into our offices, we challenge them with a lot of different kind of, we look for the scrappy entrepreneur, the kind of person that will kind of get things done without, you know, looking to spend money right away. Kind of like how we started, which is built into our culture.
Okay, so I'm scrappy, but what else do I need to be able to do if I wanted a job with you?
In product and tech, we look for people that continuously push the edge of user interface design, people that continuously push the edge of efficiency. We sell 2 images per second. We've sold 280 million of them, and this is on the increase, right? So it's constantly getting more and more important to build efficiencies into the code, build efficiencies into interface, and continue to push how stock photography is bought and sold.
I guess finally I want to ask you, you know, there's been a real push by the Bloomberg administration to get, I mean, that's what, why we're here, right? To get the Made in New York. It's really branding the city as a tech center, right? And 2 questions. Why do you think that they've been so keen on doing that? And what happens when Bloomberg's third term does indeed end?
Look, it's really important that we do this. In New York, there are, you know, people kind of naturally think of New York as finance. Ad tech is naturally kind of in New York because advertising is kind of, there are a lot of advertising companies based there. We sell a creative product, so we kind of bridge a lot of different worlds. I think that companies have to start, you know, thinking that New York City is a place where any tech company can start, and I think Bloomberg realizes that, and I there's good momentum now, and I think it'll live on.
So do you have a player then in the mayoral election? Is there someone that you're looking to sort of carry the tech torch?
Haven't quite gotten there yet. Whoever will take technology, that's going to clearly be a big part of whatever whoever's running next. And we're gonna be looking for whoever's platform does that the best to stand behind.
And I guess, sorry, I keep saying finally, one more question. Have you ever worked so closely with a city government before? I mean, you're a business person. You know how these things work. Is it an unusual relationship, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we did it because we had to. But it's good in the end. I think, you know, for local government to kind of get to know all of the tech companies and what's thriving here and what we need, it's going to help us all in the long run.
CEO of Shutterstock, thank you so very much.
Thank you.